Senator Gretchen Whitmer. Senator, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How you doing?
Congratulations on your new marriage and getting married.
Well, thank you. My caucus asked me how my summer was. I said, well, I'm 40 and I'm married and I've never been happier.
Well, I can't take any shots because my wife listens to the show. So we're just going to move forward. But congratulations on that. Boy, were you folks busy yesterday?
Yeah, the legislature was back in session for the first time in a number of weeks. And unfortunately, it moved a number of bills, including a health care limitation on public employees, which, you know, as representing so many state employees and teachers, it's something that I'm very concerned about.
Okay, why are you concerned?
Well, this is the state coming in once again and mandating certain terms within contracts that are usually negotiated. Benefits for state employees are not out of the realm of what happens in the business sector, and now the state's coming in and saying, no, we're going to mandate certain things and that you pay a certain amount. And, you know, we've already seen a situation where new teachers can qualify for bridge cards, and now we're taking away health care benefits. It's sad, you know, saddening.
Should desperate times call for desperate measures and thus losing benefits and pay?
Well, I think that when the governor talked about shared sacrifice, I was all in favor of that because we all need to pitch in tough times. But there's no question, if you look at Governor Snyder's budget, that our schools, our kids, our teachers have paid a greater price than anyone else in our society, and this just continues along that same stream.
Do you think that the cuts will end now for teachers?
I certainly am not going to rest on my laurels. I think that there's always further reforms to be had, and or what they call reforms, which is really just, you know, trying to make the profession less of a profession and more of crowd control, which is what we're seeing in our classrooms this fall as our kids go back to school.
What do you mean by crowd control?
Well, you know, I went to Donnelly Elementary School the other day with my daughters to find out their class placements. And my daughter, Sydney, who's going into third grade, her class size has gone from 22 kids to 31. Now, she's got a great teacher in Mr. Robertson, and I've got complete faith that we're going to have a successful school year. But when you're putting that kind of a burden on the classroom, we know that small class sizes work, and we're going in the opposite direction, and that's not good for the future of Michigan.
You know, Senator, we've been talking about on our Facebook page about there is a law in which public schools cannot make us buy school supplies, yet we get these lists. I have fifth and third graders. Don't mind doing it. We're able to purchase the school supplies, but I've always felt like we were forced to do this, and also I felt like if I forgot the paper towels, me and my kid were chastised, and I just wanted to get your take on that. Do you think schools could do a better job at making us feel like, hey, you're doing us a favor, thanks a lot for buying these supplies, or do you think it's just something we should do, no big deal?
I think it probably differs from person to person, to be honest. I mean, I get that list. I look forward to getting that list, and I end up doing a little bit more than that's on it because I am in a position that I can, and I know there are a lot of parents who can't. So, you know, I hate to hear a parent feel like they're not being appreciated, but, you know, the fact of the matter is the legislature has continually disinvested in our schools, which is, you know, penny wise and pound foolish, and it's the position that we've put the schools in, and it's sad, and it's not a good strategy for moving the state forward.
Well, what could the what could you have done instead of making these cuts? If you cuts to schools, cuts to teachers, cuts to insurance, cuts to, where would the money have come from?
Well, you know, if Governor Snyder in his first opening day said that he wanted to talk about shared sacrifice. And yet, he introduced a budget that did anything but shared sacrifice. It was a $1.8 billion tax break for businesses. And I'm not against business, you know, making business taxes more friendly in Michigan, but it came at the cost of taking hundreds of millions of dollars out of the school aid fund to pay for it, funds that we raised on ourselves with Proposal A specifically for our K-12 system. And that's the money they use to pay for that business tax break. And that's why our schools are in such dire shape. Not because the money wasn't there, but because the governor took it to give it away in a business tax break.
What do you think about the cap, the 4-year cap for welfare?
Well, I think it's going to be a hardship for a lot of families that are barely making it. And, you know, I mean, I hear a lot of people say, oh, no one should be on state assistance for more than 4 years. And I agree with that sentiment. But the fact of the matter is, in Michigan, we've got economic times like no one could have ever imagined. And there are families that are earnestly trying to find work and are having a hard time putting bread on the table for their kids.
And I want to get your take on the court ruling regarding the medical marijuana dispensaries.
Well, you know, it's very hard for me to watch this happen because I did support the effort when they went to the ballot. I think that Mike Cox, the former attorney general, really did a disservice to everyone when he didn't get involved in the rulemaking. I think we could have avoided all this court wrangling and question of whether or not patients are going to get, you know, what we've permitted through the Constitution, medical marijuana, because Mike Cox didn't do his job and participate in the rulemaking.
And finally, before I let you go, Senator, I know that there is other critical tax legislation that's going to be coming our way. Talk about what you're going to be working on in the next few weeks.
I know the governor's got a number of initiatives that he's going to be announcing in the next couple of months. And one of the items that my colleagues are talking about is getting rid of the personal property tax in Michigan for business. I think that there are some inequities in the tax code, as there always is, but this is a $1.2 billion item in the budget, and it could have enormous impacts on police and fire and ultimately schools, again, if they look to the school aid fund as their piggy bank like they did before. So something that we're going to keep our eye on and be very active in ensuring that public safety isn't compromised, nor are our kids.
Senator, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Tony. Have a good one.
Mm-hmm.